And now the star of our picture. Ladies and gentlemen, James Dean. Hi, Jimmy.
Hi, Gig.
We asked Jimmy over today because he's a racing man himself.
Actor James Dean died on this date in 1955. Dean's family moved from Indiana to California when he was 5. Following the death of his mother 4 years later, Dean returned to Indiana, where he was raised on a farm by an aunt and uncle. He moved back to California after high school to study theater for 2 years at the University of California at Los Angeles. His first professional acting assignment was for a soft drink commercial, which led to a speaking role as John the Baptist in the 1951 television Easter special Hill No. 1. He played bit parts in 3 Hollywood films before moving to New York City. After a series of short-term jobs, including a brief period as a stunt tester for the CBS game show Beat the Clock, he was cast in a key role in the Broadway flop See the Jaguar. More successful was his performance in another Broadway production called The Immoralist. The Immoralist brought Dean to the attention of a film director who cast the 23-year-old actor in the leading role in East of Eden. On the set, Dean perpetuated his reputation for constantly changing his character interpretation and line readings, and for deliberately baiting and challenging his fellow actors. When East of Eden premiered, however, Dean was seen as a movie star and was nominated for an Academy Award. Dean's second starring film appearance in Rebel Without a Cause made him into the embodiment of his generation. His character defiantly rejects the values of his elders while desperately aching to belong and attempting to find a purpose in life. Shortly after completing work on his third starring feature, the restless Dean drove off in his silver Porsche to compete in a sports car rally in Salinas, California. Speeding down the highway, he crashed headlong into a Ford sedan and was killed instantly. Almost immediately, an intensely loyal cult was established, and within days of his death, he became a film icon. The James Dean mystique has continued to flourish into the 21st century.
Jimmy, we probably have a great many young people watching our show tonight, and for their benefit, I'd like your opinion about fast driving on the highway. Do you think it's a good idea?
A good point. I used to fly around quite a bit, you know. I took a lot of unnecessary chances on the highways. And I started racing, and now I drive on the highways, and I'm extra cautious. Because no one knows what they're doing half the time. You don't know what this guy's going to do with that one.
On this date in 1960, Blanche Lincoln was born in Helena to a seventh-generation Arkansas farm family. Later, she became the youngest woman elected to the U.S. Senate and the first woman from Arkansas since Hattie Carraway to be elected to the Senate.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got.
The situation comedy Cheers premiered on NBC on this date in 1982. The show ran for 11 seasons, and reruns can still be viewed on TV Land. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.